If you're among the millions struggling with peripheral neuropathy, I ask you to listen up. Hi, this is Marty Terrell from Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline Broadcast. As you heard me say, peripheral neuropathy, I've struggled with it. It's annoying. And if untreated, it can really cause some health problems. Now, the bottom line is I reached out to Innovative Wellness, Christy and Andrew Steiger in particular, at InnovativeWellness.Center of Clive, Iowa. They're now gaining clients from all over the Midwest because shockwave therapy, which they prescribed for me, and I did it in a consistent fashion, I got appreciable, verifiable results. Life is better. InnovativeWellness.Center. Peripheral neuropathy is very annoying and can be very, very serious if left untreated. Check it out. InnovativeWellness.Center. Christy Steiger, Andrew Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian, and it's Wednesday here on the show. Sometimes you just don't know what that means. And today's one of those days. We have a lot to talk about here today. AEW Dynamite is tonight. We'll talk about the full card for that show. Last night was NXT Night 1 of Great American Bash. I thought last night's show was a very good show. And holy smokes, that main event with Roxanne Perez and Thea Hale, these two should both be on the main roster. They're both better than probably at least half the women on the main roster. They had a great title match main event. So we'll tell you all about that here today on the show. And all of the news. I can't even say this with a straight face. An interesting private meeting reportedly took place this week. Shane McMahon and Tony Khan. Man, I could talk for hours. We'll tell you about that. Later on today, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, if you are a subscriber, whether it be WrestlingObserver.com, Video.F4WOnline.com, or Apple Music, Apple Podcasts, well, it'll be the Filthy Tom Lawler and Lance Storm show. And Filthy, I'm sure, is going to want to talk a lot about the UFC lawsuit. The judge has decided to deny approving the settlement. He wants them to go to court. Nobody wants this except for the judge. We'll tell you about that. Gets Tom's thoughts on this a little bit later. And then, of course, we got the ratings, notes from the last couple of days, lineups for this weekend, tons of news, and the NXT TV report. Back in a moment to kick it all off, Observer Live.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
This report is sponsored by After School Alliance. A million people are rallying for after school as part of the 24th annual Lights On After School, organized by the After School Alliance. The event shines a light on the many ways after school programs engage children and youth by making learning fun and providing educational and enriching activities. After school programs are especially important as students recover from the pandemic, but funding shortfalls have left nearly 25 million kids without the after school programs their parents want for them. Quality after school programs keep kids safe, inspire them to learn, and give parents peace of mind. Alliance Executive Director, Jody Grant.
Every day, after-school programs across our country help students discover their talents, build their confidence, and foster their creativity through enrichment and academic supports. As we continue to recover from the pandemic, it's essential that many more students and families have access to these programs. This year, 8,000 Lights On after-school events will focus on the benefits after-school programs provide.
Visit www.afterschoolalliance.org to learn more about Lights On After School.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hi, my son's teacher emailed his back-to-school list. He needs crayons and a comp book for every subject.
Okay, no problem. With Staples Hot Deals, you'll find super low prices on hundreds of items for back-to-school.
Oh, now they're saying he needs folders and glue.
You got it.
And markers?
Of course.
Oh, geez.
Can we get a cart, please?
Save big on back-to-school with Staples Hot Deals. Right now, 24-pack Crayola crayons and comp books are only 50 cents each at Staples. Ends 8/24, in-store only, limit 10.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com.
I'm here.
Rarely am I so excited. I don't even care if you're here. Rarely am I so excited to talk about a story as I am today.
Oh, good. Can I sit out and this is going to be a 9-minute Brian opening?
I mean, you can if you want to, but you're going to want to talk.
All right.
We all want to talk about an interesting private meeting.
Just give me the Iggy.
Reportedly took place this week. I'm just going to read this from WrestlingObserver.com and then I'm going to go. An interesting private meeting reportedly took place this week. Shane McMahon is said to have met with Tony Khan on Monday to discuss possibilities moving forward, WrestleTalk and Fightful are reporting. The meeting was held in Arlington, Texas, where AEW is running a residency at the Esports Stadium until mid-August. WrestleTalk obtained the below image of the meeting, which we'll talk about in a moment. Rumors regarding Shane McMahon to AEW began last month when Conrad Thompson mentioned on a podcast that he had heard McMahon sent feelers to the company. However, Tony Khan told Dave Meltzer he had never met or spoken to McMahon. Meltzer also later wrote that McMahon had never seriously pushed to get into the company. One person noted to us, said Dave, that there was a conversation between McMahon and an ex-WWE talent in AEW. It was described as not a pitch to get in or anything, just two people chatting, when McMahon said something to the effect of, "Can you imagine if I walked out there on Dynamite?" "I heard the rumor he might be interested," said Tony Khan to Sports Illustrated. "I've never met Shane, but we have a lot of mutual friends. I have a lot of respect for him as an executive and a professional wrestler." I'm dying here! "Shane is always welcome in AEW." And there was an incident where McMahon and Mercedes had a chance encounter at an airport as well. And I will say, okay, I will say, I may be a fool here. I do believe that that was, in fact, a chance meeting, okay?
Oh.
Now, so I heard
us poors don't have a chance to get to the Delta Club much or anything like that. That's where the mighty mingle.
I heard about this earlier this morning. I was mildly amused. And then I saw the photograph. Have you guys seen the photo?
Please, put that up.
Please tell me you've seen the photo of Tony Khan and Shane McMahon.
It's out there.
Now, I suppose it's possible, okay? It's possible that this is some sort of Photoshop, okay? However, this photo has been out for hours and hours and hours. And at this point, the reality is this. It's either real, or if it's a Photoshop, Tony Khan wants you to believe it's real. Because nobody has, it's not real, et cetera, et cetera. Okay? So we're going to presume, for the sake of argument, that this is a legitimate photograph, okay? It's like this is like After Dark. I got to explain this photograph to people of Bigfoot. There's a long desk. Tony is sitting in front of it. There's a chair on the opposite side of the table. Shane McMahon is leaning against it. They are both looking at the camera. Shane McMahon is merely looking stern. And Tony Khan is like this. He's got his hand on his face. Ah! I've been caught! Now, I saw this photograph, I howled, I cried with laughter. It's the funniest frickin' photograph you've ever seen in your life. Dying, okay? And when I saw it, immediately, I don't care what anybody says, okay? I don't care. I know some people don't like this word, I'm gonna use it anyway. Do not be a mark. You cannot convince me that this photo was not leaked by Tony Khan. Either leaked by Tony Khan or approved to be leaked by Tony Khan. You guys don't get it. This guy, Tony, nice guy, been on our show, friendly chap. I'll tell you one thing about this guy. He is so paranoid about leaks, okay? The stories I could tell you. This guy is petrified of anything getting out. I've heard stories of, like, you would be like, what? You go to a show, he doesn't even put, like, the lineup of the show and, like, who beats who or anything anywhere backstage. It's absolutely, completely secret. And it's been like this for a while. And as I've mentioned before, it's actually hilarious because, you know, I talk to a lot of people there and I have for years, okay? I think maybe one time ever a person directly told me a finish of an upcoming match. Once, okay? Once in all these years. I hear a lot of other things, but, like, nobody spoils who beats who or things like that. But, like, this guy's so paranoid, he won't even tell anybody what they're doing, who's beating who, whatever. And the thing is, I can figure out the finish of 99.999% of these matches just because I know exactly how this guy books. There's nothing being leaked. The only thing that's being leaked is his brain. So anyway, he's all paranoid. He doesn't like anything getting out. Everything is like... So the point of this is, from what I know... Stories I've heard, there is no chance somebody walked in on this meeting, took a photograph, Tony went, ah! And then they fled and they put it out on the internet. No chance. Zero. Zilch. Not a chance in the world. Okay? So he wants it out there. Why? Well, I don't know what's going on. I don't have any inside information on this one, but I don't know, man. I think Shane's coming in. I think he's coming in. Why would you leak this? Why would you allow this to go out on the internet if you did not intend to bring this man in? Why would you do that? So anyway, we'll see.
Because somebody did it without their knowledge and would get fired for it, and we'd have... a rebuttal and some sort of statement but we haven't gotten any of that. So maybe Shane is coming in.
It's Shane
Wednesday.
McMahon.
You know what that
means. To do
means.
What? Wrestle?
To hang out with MJF.
Golly.
Hey, look. Don't tell me that Darby Allin and Shane McMahon in the same sentence.
Brother, do you remember Shane McMahon's last WWE in-ring appearance?
Yeah, that's why I'm bringing it up.
He tore both quads, if I recall correctly.
Yeah, well.
In the first seconds of this match. How old is Shane? He's older than I am.
Didn't Matt Hardy fall off a forklift onto his head onto concrete? Didn't Darby Allin dive off a ladder?
He's 54 years old, dude. 54 years old.
Not in Shane McMahon's mind, he's not.
That's the problem.
He goes out there every time he... Well, don't worry. He'll be able to be controlled by Tony Khan and be able to be very limited in what he can do.
I've never been so disgusted with something you've said on the show. Stop already. Well,
hey,
I mean,
look,
we'll see. Hey,
it got people talking. It got people talking for good and for bad because the first thing that I saw were a bunch of AEW fans just rolling their eyes, hating the idea, hating the thought. But it also got a lot of people talking into, oh my God, what if Shane was there? And then their fantasy booking minds go, what if he was with MJF? What if he does do this? What if he runs into Christian? What is Christian going to say to him? So,
was it Shane versus Miz with Snoop as a ref? Was that Shane's opponent?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Brother, I watched that match. The first guy to hire is Snoop. He was the best guy in that match by miles.
Best guy at the Olympics right now. I don't know what else is going on over there in France, but I know Snoop Dogg is over there having a field day.
I'll be back in a moment. Observer Live.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 4125.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, Don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
I've been asked by one of my beloved subscribers on Twitter.
Yeah?
Fine ladies and gentlemen there.
How can you be
at Brian Alvarez? At Brian Alvarez. I only respond to my Twitter subscribers. Got a question? Ask. I'll answer. I may even do an AMA today, as the kids call it.
Hey.
Only for my Twitter subscribers. But anyway, they said you got to fantasy book this Shane thing. Okay, believe it or not, I can do this. And it's actually easy, okay? And I actually don't think it's a terrible idea. All right? Number one, this man needs to be nowhere near creative. Although, we don't need to worry about that because I don't see any chance of Tony handing over creative to Shane McMahon. That's just not going to happen, okay?
I wish we had the
He'd
Shane.
Be just like anybody else.
Drop.
Make some offers, offer some ideas, whatever. He ain't taking over creative. So we don't have to worry about that if that's your concern, okay? I'd be fine with Shane booking Ring of Honor. That's fine.
I don't think
that's happening either, but the other thing is he absolutely, do you understand me? Absolutely, positively cannot be an in-ring performer, okay? I don't mean this in a flippant way, but this is for health reasons, okay? It would be just wrong to let this man wrestle at 54 years old, okay? The answer is no.
Could he be a bumping manager?
The answer is no. Now, there is an easy storyline, which I actually like, and that is that Shane McMahon buys the Young Bucks AEW shares, and he becomes the heel half owner.
Holy smokes. Listen,
here's the thing. I know everyone's going to say it's a stupid idea, they don't like it, whatever, okay? But here's the deal. We're already doing that, okay? You've already got the Young Bucks as, like, the heel owners, and Tony is the babyface owner. And when this whole thing started, it actually made a little bit of sense because Tony got injured. He couldn't go to the shows. And so the storyline was when the Young Bucks are at the shows, because Tony's not there and they're EVPs, they get to make all of the rules. So they made all the rules and there was no Tony Khan there to stop them. Well, it was like 2 weeks later, Tony comes back. He's totally fine. But then, like, the Young Bucks inexplicably are still heel owners. And they make these decisions, and Tony makes these decisions, and it's never explained, like, why can't Tony override these two EVPs? They make a horrible decision for the bit. Why didn't Tony just say, not happening, I'm back, I'm in charge? There's never been an explanation for it, okay? If you say both of them, and now Hangman, since, you know, he's under their thumb or whatever. Who are the other EVPs right now? It's those two and
Omega,
who he's out of action, so he has no voting power. But anyway, the point is they sell all of their stock to Shane. And hey, listen.
And the consortium was me, Vince.
Listen,
we're partners. I'm not a
huge Shane McMahon fan. Never have been.
Oh.
But as a heel owner, and his role is merely to be the mouthpiece for the heels, the Young Bucks, their job is to go do matches, okay? Their job is not to do the promos, not to do all the talking. You know, if you ever watch the Young Bucks, it looks like Nick never wants to talk anyway. So you have Shane out there to do it. He's the guy that gets the heat. You know, he's a big name, whatever. And he's the one that makes all the terrible decisions, and you go that way. I think if you're going to do it, if you're going to bring the guy in, I can't think of anything else that you do with him than that. Oh, he's going to come out and hug Tony? Like Bischoff and Vince, when they killed the invasion angle dead? No. It's just, there's bad guy, McMahon, good guy, Tony. That's it. So, yeah.
And it's going to go, what, for perpetuity? I mean,
well, I mean, the way that Tony books, that? Yes, this will be a 15-year storyline.
The problem there is then, in my opinion, then you continue on with this really stupid storyline. And to me, okay, if that's the storyline, for a guy like me, a fan like me who is watching this, in my mind, what's the countdown then to Shad Khan? Because that's
oh, that's
the
fine.
Only...
That's fine. I'm all over Shad as an on-screen character.
But the problem is he doesn't want to be. Tony Khan did a terrible job following up. Yes, the stuff with the draft and all that, yeah, he had to play into all that. But then there was, when he came to the show again, yeah, he's fine. He's just kind of here. The EVPs have no-cut contracts. That's why they can run wild. Why they can't be demoted, we have absolutely no idea. It's just
overruled like they were for years and years. Tony always got to make the decisions. Like, it doesn't make sense.
None of it. None of it really makes sense. And then we had these battles between these factions and legions that were big. It was Anarchy in the Arena. It was blood and guts. What were they all fighting for? They were all kind of
nothing.
Fighting for... So you know what? Let it go. To me, if you're going to bring him in and you want to utilize him, you utilize him with MJF. You don't have to bring up...
He can already talk. We don't
That's
need him.
That's not the point. Nick Bockwinkel could talk, and he had Bobby
Shane
Heenan
McMahon
there.
And MJF?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. I
that
would not do that
make-
at all.
Long Island, he can incorporate the hardcore Mean Street Posse of Connecticut into the mix. And let me tell you something. You don't think it would go through Tony Khan's mind to bring back the Mean Street Posse?
Oh, my God.
They've brought
oh
back everything God. Else. They've done a Listen. Tribute to everything else, for
Hold on
Christ's sakes.
Hold on a second.
Why not that?
Because if you're going to bring in a McMahon, you've got to do Khan versus McMahon, okay? And actually, you know how they do it? I actually had another idea. Do you remember when Vince brought in Eric Bischoff and it was like, oh my God. And the first thing they did was hug. One of the dumbest things in wrestling history. Well, you have Tony Khan come out, introduce Shane McMahon, and they also hug. And then Shane kicks him in the balls and reveals that he's bought the Bucks share. And I also feel in the chat here, they're like, Shane backstage to help business in some way? Yes. On-screen character? No. Do you guys know, I mean this in the nice way possible, do you know nothing about anything?
They're young
You're
people, Brian.
You're way better off, Shane, as an on-screen authority figure than doing anything backstage. What do you think this guy is good for backstage? Historically. Creative? He has absolutely zero creative,
Well, here's the thing.
He has no experience whatsoever.
Everybody always says he's got a lot of enthusiasm. He always had a lot of ideas, but a lot of his ideas were kind of crazy.
Never heard about good Shane McMahon ideas.
But then again, look, if he was so influenced by ECW and he liked things like Pride and other things like that, boy, that would fit right in with the Tony Khan mind frame, would it not?
How many of Shane's non-WWE businesses are still around? You want him to run the business?
I'm not saying like, that.
Not you. I'm talking to these people.
Well.
No.
But you would want to let him
and,
run
and
Ring
no,
of Honor?
He didn't book Royal Rumble 2022. He tried. He tried to book that Royal Rumble, and his father sent him home.
Didn't get into a fight with Brock?
They didn't get in a fight with him, but they were we ain't doing this. What are you talking about?
But you want him to book Ring of Honor in your scenario. You
was going to watch
with
it.
That? Oh,
it's... Listen, I'd let you book Ring of Honor, okay? Just get Ring of Honor off Tony's plate. Let him do Dynamite, Collision, and Rampage. Have anybody can do Ring of Honor. I don't care. So yeah, if Shane wants to book Ring of Honor, fine. It might be so nutty I might watch it. I don't know. But
hey, maybe David Zaslav is feeling really old school.
Yes, Lucha Gato, anybody, okay? Anybody. Kevin Nash, let him book Ring of Honor. Vince Russo, let him book Ring of Honor. That'd be a good one. Anybody. Let anybody book Ring of Honor. Just take it away from Tony so he can do the main shows. Hey. You heard me, Brian. Vince Russo booking modern day Ring of Honor. Why not? I mean, what is AEW? It's like the I'm not on anything.
Oh, you're on one today, pal.
Guys, you don't get it. Who watches Ring of Honor? Okay, I watch the pay-per-views and everything. All right, but who watches 3 hours of weekly TV or whatever every week? Not a lot of people.
JJ does.
Okay, and listen, do we not all agree that AEW was much better booked before he bought and started booking Ring of Honor? Yeah. So, like, some of you have already said, why don't they just fold Ring of Honor and just, like, kill the thing and just use the tape library? Well, dude, if you're going to do that, just let Russo book it. Who cares? Let somebody else book it. Like I said, anybody. Paisley wants to book it? That's fine. You know?
I think I'd rather have that than Vince Russo or...
Oh, I don't know, man. Give me something I can tear apart every week. I mean, what is AEW? It's like the modern day version of World Championship Wrestling. The idea is WCW when it was good, like 95, 96, 97. So hey, just let Russo he can book the AEW version of Thunder.
Good Lord.
On Honor Club.
Oh, can we bring back above average Mike Sanders? Is he still around?
I'm sure he's still around. He should be well above average now in some ways.
Yeah, you would think so.
Average in others.
Exactly.
One would think as you age.
Well,
are we done talking about this yet? When we come back from the break, more news, and then I'm going to talk about NXT, which was an actual well-booked show, especially that main event. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
My friends swim no matter the season, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. Now, thanks to Skyrizi and clear skin, count me in. With Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
1 out of 2 Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Anyone ever tell you to not read the comments?
It's not actually, it was someone on my Twitter this time. I'll have what he's having, he said. Guys, this is going to be one of those things that's going to live on in infamy. Because no one just understands what I'm trying to say. I feel like I'm trying to make this so simple for everybody, okay? Tony is doing too much. You guys understand? He's trying to book Dynamite, Rampage, Collision, hours and hours of Ring of Honor every week, and these Ring of Honor pay-per-views. He's doing too much. We all know this. Everybody listening to this knows this. Even if you're a fan of Ring of Honor, you know deep down the guy's doing too much. And that the booking has been different since he took over Ring of Honor. He's just got too much to do. Can we, like, who doesn't agree with this? Because I want to see the people that don't agree with this, that he's got too much on his plate.
Brian, how long have we been...
Hold on!
This? Wait, go ahead. Go ahead.
So, what I'm advocating for is for somebody to take over Ring of Honor booking from Tony. I didn't say the best man for the job would be Vince Russo. What I said was, I don't care. You want Vince Russo to do it? Fine. What's the problem with Vince Russo's booking? Well, he's terrible. Doesn't know what he's doing, okay? But is there a television deal at stake with Vince Russo booking Ring of Honor?
No.
Are we worried about ratings for Ring of Honor, which doesn't have ratings? Are we worried about tanking Ring of Honor house shows, which don't exist? Are we worried about tanking Ring of Honor TV taping numbers, which don't exist because they do it in association with the other AEW television shows? What difference does it make? That's my point. Forget the Vince Russo name. What difference does it make who is booking Ring of Honor as long as you take that off Tony's plate? The fact is, it doesn't matter. You're not affecting business negatively in any way by having Santa Claus book it.
Yes, you are. In theory, you are, because you still have merchandise to sell. You still have an honor club
that
people are signed up for. You still have those shows like Death Before Dishonor that you can pimp out as iPay-per-views for those people who are not honor club subscribers. So there's two separate things here. Yes, of course, it should be off his plate. How he can do all of this, we got football season coming up. Anything that he has to do with the Jaguars is, you know, added to the mix. You got whatever he does for Craven Cottage or Fulham, whatever the hell the football team does. He's spread too thin, obviously, and he wants to maintain control on some things as other things are so hectic and manic. And it's been that way, I'm not saying since day one, for a lot longer than people maybe want to believe that it has been. So yeah, he could use some extra time on his hands by leaving Ring of Honor in the hands of somebody else, lock, stock, and barrel, with the exception of a couple of people he may want to keep an eye on for the AEW roster or who may fit into his plans, okay? Fine. But the thing is, then turn it over to somebody that matters, because you still have people there whose jobs actually, you know, and livelihoods depend on it, and whose, you know, creativity and whose development depend on who is there. So, yeah, I would say leave it in the hands of a Dustin Rhodes as opposed to
Fine.
A Jimmy Jacobs.
I never said Russo was the best option.
But yeah,
or
but
Bischoff, again, or Nash. Just throw out a name.
Jimmy Jacobs is there. People, I'm sure, know him. He's got a ton of ideas. Some people love him.
I'm not arguing all these people wouldn't be better. I'm not arguing that Paisley wouldn't be better than Vince Russo.
But you threw into your argument, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Actually,
You know why I said it doesn't matter? Because everything that you mentioned, like merchandise and et cetera, one could argue that if you took all of that work off Tony's plate, and he had the ability to take all of that attention and focus it on the main AEW product, that conceivably it would improve to the point where he would sell more merch and sell more tickets and sell more pay-per-views, because it's the one thing that he is focusing on instead of... You know, I read a good book once.
What's that? Which one?
I can't remember what it was called. But the point of it was, sometimes you have to focus on the one thing. The one thing. Instead of, like, all of your attention being diverted in a million different places.
Like, what is the one thing?
And I do this with my kids all the time because they're kids and, like, their brains go in 50,000 directions. It's like, what is the one thing that is important right now? Okay? It's not that stuffy. It's getting your shoes on and getting in the car, okay? So that's the one thing we're doing right now, is just we're getting in the car. After that, we can worry about something else. But what's the one thing that is important right now? What is the one thing that is the most important thing for Tony Khan? It's Dynamite, Rampage, and Collision, which pay all the bills. All the bills, with the exception of pay-per-views, you know, every couple months. It's those three television shows. Ring of Honor is not the one thing that's the most important. It is taking away from your one thing that is the most important. And if you took that off of his plate, it's possible that if you could concentrate on the one thing, things might improve, perhaps a lot. So I would make that sacrifice. That's what I would do. But you know what? I'm not Tony Khan, nor am I Shawn Michaels, who did a fine job yesterday with that Great American Bash show.
You're Paul Harvey, and that was the rest of the story.
That's the rest of the story. I wish I had my other mic here. Anyway, the main event of this show. Should I get it? What did you think of NXT?
I thought it was actually a really good show. I actually, for all the nonsense, and there was a ton of nonsense on there, but when it got down to the actual wrestling portions of the proceedings, everything was actually pretty good. Brian's going to talk about the six-woman match with Sol Ruka and all that sort of stuff, and he's probably going to say yes. There were too many spots that were planned out ahead of time, but it actually rolled on and was really smooth. But the main event was the best part of the show, and that was Thea Hale falling in her attempt to wrest the NXT Women's Championship from Roxanne Perez. That was the match you need to go out of your way and see.
And now, the rest of the story.
Make way for
I did all of that for that.
Yes.
I'm going to keep that nearby in case I need it.
Exactly, in the holster.
Now, main event of this show was Roxanne Perez, Thea Hale for the NXT Women's title. Why? Well, I know why. Because they need, like, talented women to work with the women who are not talented yet.
Yes.
But these two should be on the main roster. I mean, good
Those
Lord.
Those two are Fallon.
Well, Fallon should be as well. But, I mean, Fallon's good. But, like, these two are just flat out great. They're better than most of the women on the main roster. Thea Hale, dude, she's 20. I think she's about to turn 20. She might be 20 now. She's like 19 or 20 or whatever. But she is so great. Roxanne is so great.
Natural.
And they had a great match. The crowd is going nuts for this match. They love Thea Hale. They're totally invested in Thea. They hate Roxanne. And the heat for this match was so good, and they had such a great match, and Roxanne finally hit her with the Pop Rocks and pinned her. This main event was awesome. It was flat out awesome. So what a great finish to Great American Bash. And honestly, I got to say, you know, speaking of the women, the other best thing on this show besides the main event was, I'm not taking credit for it, but thank God Sol Ruka put her beach hair back. She's back to having her old beach hair again. Like, when she straightened her hair, I was just, that's like your trademark. Right now, you look like every other athletic blonde woman on this roster. Before, you were a surfer with your beach surfer hair, and you stood out. Well, she brought it back this week, thank God. And they had Fallon, JC, and Jasmine versus Lola, Carmen, and Sol. And my only problem with this match is that, and this is me being old, and it's not going to be like this anymore, but, you know, in the old days, you had a plan. but it was not choreographed start to finish unless you were doing that kind of match. And you would listen to the crowd. You would get the crowd going. You would hit a peak and go home. And they had a planned long match, and it got to the point where the place was going nuts, and it was really good. I mean, it was a surprisingly good match because, you know, Soul is brand new, Jasmine's brand new, Carmen's brand new, Lola's fairly new. I mean, there were a lot of green women in this match, but it was going along really well. And then, like, the place is going nuts for all these near falls, and I'm like, man, this is, like, going to be the best women's match in a long time. This was before the main event. And then they kept going. And they kept going. And they kept going. And the crowd went, So, like, by the last minute, the crowd's just like, okay. You know, they lost the crowd. And then they went to the finish. And as much as I love Fallon, I got to say one thing.
What?
And hopefully this does. Her finish sucks, okay?
Well, yeah.
Because she does a, it's kind of like a, the point of it is, she hits the move and it ends where it looks like the other person hit her with a Destino. The other person basically gives her a face first, like a Destino bump. But then she turns over and pins him. It's like, what?
It's like Bobby Lashley's flatliner. Just there's something aesthetically about it that just doesn't work.
Well, she throws them up and their job is to go behind her and then she like hits a cutter or something. Right. But when she does it, it looks like she throws them up and they counter into Destino. But then she covers them. So anyway, I don't like the finish because it's just bizarre.
Still better than the cake stand.
No, it's not. Cake stand's cool.
Stupid.
Don't be old.
Standing straight up, like, it's just, tell me, how does it make sense? We'll save it for another show. Keep going. Even Lash Legend and Jakara Jackson had a pretty good match with the freaky WWE women's tag.
Yeah, but I want to talk about that. I want to talk about a different women's match.
Go
again,
ahead.
All women's stuff on this show I want to talk about. You know who I was very, very impressed by?
I know.
Who?
The top heel woman on the roster when Roxanne goes up, Jada Parker.
No.
Really?
Kendall Gray.
Actually, yeah, she was...
I don't know how many matches she's had. I think she had her first match in, like, May. So we're talking, like, a little over 2 months. And, man, she... So for those who don't know about Kendall Gray, like, she was a great wrestler, an amateur wrestler, okay? And all everybody talks about is her wrestling, all right? But she actually, from, like, the age of 10, just... She was such an athlete, she did everything. She did gymnastics. She did, like, basketball. She did... She trained with Robert Drysdale in jiu-jitsu. Then she got into amateur wrestling. And, like, she is an athlete. Mm-hmm. Like, when you see her move, it's like,
yes. Wow.
She can do anything. But it's not like, you know, when they bring in the gymnasts, who are also obviously athletes, what they make them do is, oh, do this flip, do this twist, do this flip. Do
she
this
has,
flip out of the corner.
She has footwork as if she's actually
had to compete
in sports.
And she rests, and she does her amateur stuff, and she's fast. And, man, I watched her, and I was like, she's going to be something.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if she can talk, because they never let her talk or anything like that. All she does is beat up poor Miles Bourne.
Guess what? If she can't talk, stick her with Ren Sinclair, because her being on
Ren
roster,
Sinclair is a volcano
character.
Of charisma.
Exactly.
Yes. But anyway... Honestly, for like the first 2 months, it's like she's up there with Kalani Jordan. As far as like I saw them 2 months in and I was like, holy smokes. Holy smokes. Kendall Gray. So keep an eye on her. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Hey, don't forget, about an hour, myself and Filthy Tom and Lance Storm, we're going to do a three-man booth. We got a lot to talk about. The latest WWE Speed Tournament. Got Lance to watch that. I know he's a big fan of those. And also, we're going to talk about that Hogan Andre angle from WWF Challenge and the demolition, or I'm sorry, the Hart Foundation versus Bulldogs match, both of which we reviewed yesterday, but Lance wants to talk about them. And I'm going to make Filthy watch them. And SmackDown. What an eclectic show. Bloodsport. So all of that is coming up in an hour. You can watch it live at video.f4wonline.com. which is $9.99 a month, video.f4wonline.com. That's where you can watch all of our shows. If you only want the podcast, you can go to Apple Music, f4wonline.com/Apple. Also only $9.99 a month. You get all the podcasts, f4wonline.com/Apple, or go to Apple Podcasts and find us there. Or if you want everything, Wrestling Observer newsletters, every show we've ever done dating back to 2005, all of the archives of the Observer, our message board, and more. That's $14.99 at WrestlingObserver.com. So a lot of options for everybody, but it's going to be a fun show in an hour. So make sure you check that out. And I'll be back tomorrow here. Tomorrow, Thursday?
It is.
Yeah, tomorrow's Thursday.
We can talk about Shane coming out.
We'll talk about Dynamite. Yeah, old Dynamite. And you're going to get Friday because you know what?
What?
I can't top today on Fun Friday.
You can't.
No, this was it for the week. This was your fun show for the week. Although tomorrow could be more fun. You just never know. Anyway, we're out of here. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. Wrestling Observer Live.